I want to speak to Julia Carson from NIE. It's probably not even called NIE now. Julia, good morning.
Good morning, and yes, we're still called NIE.
Good stuff, Julia. Sometimes I lose track of the branding. But you've a serious message, because there's going to be a month of cutting going on now. The farmers are mad keen to get the hedgerows under control and the trees a bit lower, and you're worried about this.
Well, we are. I mean, safety is our primary concern, and we'd advise anyone, if you are planning any work near the electricity network, then we want you to think about your safety and the safety of anyone else on site. As you say, you know, it's a busy time of year for farmers and landowners. They're trimming trees, they're cutting hedges before the nesting season begins in March. And often this work's done in poor weather when the light's bad, and it can be difficult to see stay wires and hedges. Those are the wires that support some of the electricity poles. And it's also more difficult to judge, you know, that you're keeping a safe distance from overhead power lines.
Have we in recent times had near misses or even worse here in those circumstances?
Well, we have. We've had a number of incidents in recent months where certainly farmers and agricultural contractors and landowners, you know, they've been doing work, and that work has impacted on the electricity network. You know, we've had some very serious incidents. We've had trees felled across lines, bringing down poles and lines. We had one incident where a disc cutter on the back of a tractor, it cut straight through a pole. And we've even had a case where a landowner cut down trees which were directly under one of our high voltage 110,000 volt lines. And these trees, they'd grown within around 3 metres of the lines, and we were due out to cut them.
It's amazing, because you will come to cut them, and you will do it with experts, and of course you'll have switched the electric off while you're doing it, where this guy was taking a risk just to get the job done.
Well, it is a risk. I mean, all electricity can jump gaps, and at the higher voltages, those gaps are wider, meaning that you don't have to come into direct contact with an overhead power line to risk injury or even death. You know, we do at NIE, we've around 100 skilled tree cutters who look after our whole vegetation management program, and they're cutting back trees and hedges that are growing too close to the electricity network. And you know, this work that we undertake throughout the year, this helps reduce the number of power cuts caused by trees coming down during storms, and the risk of branches maybe coming into contact with the lines and potentially cutting power.
How did you discover the guy had done it? Did he run into problems, or when you came out to cut them, were they already cut?
That's exactly it. Whenever we went out to meet with them, they'd already been cut. So, I mean, what we do is, you know, we will advise anyone who has maybe had a bit of a near miss. You know, we'd certainly advise them of the dangers of working in the vicinity of the electricity network, and hopefully, you know, that won't happen again.
Part of the problem, of course, is when they contact you, you're going to take about 6 weeks to come to cut it, aren't you?
Well, that's why we do say that planning is key in this. It does take us some time to plan the work. We may need to take power off in an area in order to be able to carry out the work safely. We'll need to give, you know, your neighbours due notice that this is happening. So please do plan ahead. You know, if you are planning this type of work, contact NIE on 03457 643 643. And you can also find more information on our website at nie.co.uk.
The worst thing that can happen, of course, is the power lines come down, they hit the vehicle that the driver is in, and he gets killed, or someone standing on the ground gets killed. This is a life and death issue. But you mentioned that recently someone put a flailing rotating blade through an electric pole, and obviously the line came crashing down. No one was injured or killed, but who's liable for the repair?
Well, it would be the contractor. You know, that we would bill them for the damage that has been caused.
So the farmer or the contractor, whoever cut down the pole, will get a bill. That would be a heck of a bill.
It depends on the voltage of the network that's been damaged, but I mean, that's really academic, because it's a safety issue that we want to push here. You know, that this person could have been killed. It was incredibly serious incident, and any of these incidents, any contact with the network, you know, this is live high voltage electricity, you know, that can kill, and you know, it has to be respected.
Yeah, but it's not really academic, because you'll still send them out the bill. I think if a farmer thought, this is going to cost me a small fortune if I accidentally cut these poles down, sometimes they think money before they think safety.
Well, hopefully that's a motivator as well, but certainly it's our safety message that we're pushing today. Carry out a risk assessment before starting work. Where do you plan to work? Are there electricity poles and lines in the area? Are there stay wires securing poles? And, you know, make sure that you and your machinery that will be at least 5 metres away from the network. And if you're felling trees, you know, are you an adequate distance away from electricity equipment to ensure that there's not going to be any damage, there's not going to be any branches coming down across lines or causing damage?
And when you're digging out tree stumps, as they sometimes do, cable tracing, that's important, isn't it, if you're near property?
That's right. I mean, what we'd find is sometimes landowners, they could potentially dig up their service cable. So what we'd ask you to do is look and see the position of your meter box in your house. And generally your service cable, if it's an underground service cable, it'll go directly out into the road. So just make sure that if you are going to be working in that area and you're going to be digging down, whether it's, you know, as we had an incident there, digging out a tree stump or maybe putting in a fence or digging, you know, putting in a hedge, just make sure that you have done cable tracing to ensure that there's no live cables in the ground.
And the advice is not just for farmers. People who live on private property, even on the outskirts of towns, who would have a tree overhanging from their own garden, if they have electric wires close to it, they shouldn't be pruning at it without maybe taking some advice from you. And I'm right in believing that if you have a very large tree on your own property and it's causing you a nuisance and the electric wires a nuisance, if you notify the NIE, they will come out in about 6 weeks or so, and they will cut it free of charge.
That's right. If you give us a call on 03457 643 643, we'll be able to advise you. If you have a contractor who's going to do the work for you, then we may need to look at turning the electric off in that area. We'll need to notify your neighbours this is happening and give due notice. So I think the main thing is to plan ahead and certainly get in touch with us for more advice.
But I'm right in believing that you will provide the contractor free of charge. If you haven't taken any step towards cutting the tree, but you're concerned about it, contact NIE, and if they feel that it's a threat to the electric system, they will look after it without it costing you any money.
That's right, yes.
Is it the same for farmers?
Yes, but generally farmers, they'll do their own. You know, they will, they're obliged to cut their, keep their hedgerows in good condition, things like that.
Yeah, but if they had one particular tree that they couldn't hack, that they, would have cost them a fortune to get a contractor to come out and do, and electric wires were going through it, can they get you to do it for nothing?
Certainly our advice would be to get in touch with us if you're planning any of this type of work. You can get in touch with us by phone on 03457 643 643, or there's also other advice on our website as well. So yes, if you are planning this type of work, get in touch with us.
Julia, you should be a politician. I love the way you've answered that final question. You're leaving your options open for that tree that's puzzling that farmer. But listen, it's very good advice. Thanks for your time this morning.